In Sweden on Friday, a court found the four co-founders of the popular file-sharing website The Pirate Bay guilty of assisting the distribution of illegal content online. Convicted essentially of aiding and abetting in the wholesale theft of intellectual property, the four were sentenced to a year in jail and fined $3.6 million. Some were surprised by the verdict, as Pirate Bay doesn't itself host or store illegal content, but rather links those who wish to illegally download songs and movies with those who possess them, much in the way some states ban radar detectors because their only purpose is to evade speed limit laws. Mats Levon, a Swedish technology writer, was one who marveled that the prosecution prevailed despite any evidence linking Pirate Bay to the stolen property itself.
And that's what makes this case so particular, that the prosecutor can make it believable that these guys helped the file sharers so much that they should be convicted, even though no files were stored on their site.
Before we get to the larger ramifications of this case, what does this verdict mean for file sharing in Sweden?
What's kind of particular with the Swedish population is that it's very homogeneous. And when something is coming up in Sweden, a kind of new way of behaving, you will see everybody moving in the same direction. In this case, I suppose that people have been scared of being spotted and doing file sharing, so everyone stops at the same time. On the other hand, you could say that those who have stopped are probably just common people, could be parents file sharing files to have movies for their kids, doing just a couple of things a month maybe. All those people have stopped, but the real bad guys, those who upload lots of movies and download lots of movies, they can go on for themselves because they wouldn't care about such a decision. So you left the field open for the bad guys, if you could put it that way.
What do you think this verdict will mean globally?
I don't think that file sharing will go down that much. In the first place, we can see that Pirate Bay, the site, is still live, and it will probably go on being live, even if these guys go to jail. They have so many ways of keeping it up. On the other hand, when legislation comes after this kind of technology, it actually accelerates the interest of those persons involved to find new ways to use the technology that would not be reached by legal forces anyway. And one example of this is that you already have a second generation of the BitTorrent technology called OneSwarm, and it preserves the file sharer's privacy, so you couldn't see who actually shares what file.
Are you suggesting that Pandora's box is now so wide open that not only do businesses have to change the way they do business, but laws have to change to accommodate what is now possible?
That's my belief, actually. I believe in copyright, but I think that when you have such a strong technological development changing so many things, I think that the copyright that was designed in a completely different environment, well, everything was physical, actually, it will have to change in some way. But I don't know what. That's a big question.
Mats, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mats Levon is the IT and telecom editor at the Swedish magazine Ny Teknik. He's also a fellow with Stanford University's Innovation Journalism Program, and you can read his reporting on the Pirate Bay trial at CNET.com.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.